Mary Maker fled Sudan during the 21-year civil war which led to South Sudan's independence. Maker says she has vivid memories of growing up in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya.
I remember many children, lots of us, literally in that tiny classroom, all of us confused on this new environment that we are about to venture. I remember being taught how to write my name on sand and having to watch other kids do it, and I really want to do it too. I remember singing nursery rhymes, both in Arabic and in Swahili and in English, and we all don't understand this new language that is being taught to us.
Earlier this month, the UNHCR High Commissioner for Refugees appointed Maker as the new UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador. An official post-nominal honorific title are assigned to those goodwill ambassadors and advocates who are designated by the United Nations. She says her appointment gives her the chance to speak for many voiceless and refugees in the world who have lost hope.
And I really want refugees and South Sudanese refugees to know that they're not alone, that I see them, that they have somebody to speak up for themselves, but they also have the power within themselves to speak for themselves, you know, to become themselves again.
Despite being faced with several challenges, including a lack of housing and food, as a young refugee, Maker beat the odds and began teaching refugee children after finishing secondary school at the Kakuma refugee camp. She says working as a teacher caught the eyes of many, including the refugee agency, UNHCR, which led to her appointment as UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador. Speaking via a messaging app from the United States, Maker tells South Sudan in Focus how being a UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador means a lot to her.
I really hope to achieve a platform where refugees are able to tell their stories and be able to be creative, you know, design things, do fashion, and literally invest in themselves. I'm hoping to create a space where refugees and investors can find each other and see themselves, be it like talent agents, you know, designers or things like that. I'm big on arts, so I really want to create that space.
Maker says she wants to reduce the challenges many refugees face, including immigration, documentation, and racism. She says she plans to help refugees become economically independent.
I know UNHCR work with World Food Program to be able to provide food, but most of it is not enough. So how are we able to help refugees farm, refugees create their own products and become their own self, refugees start businesses that will help them become financially stable?
Maker, who studies literature and theater as part of a scholarship program at a university in the United States, says education is an essential tool for rebuilding lives and empowering a generation of refugee children, especially some girls who are denied access to quality education. UNHCR says at least 3.2 million South Sudanese refugees are being hosted in neighboring countries due to instability in the country. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.